So what I have in my hands here is Eagles Live on my Apple, my what do you call this thing?
iPhone. Very good.
And it's from the Eagles app.
Very nice.
So not only do you notice that I have well manicured fingernails, but
you do.
You guys should be following the Eagles everywhere you go.
You have man hands.
Everywhere you go. Wait till it comes back so they can show a picture of us showing a picture.
Very cool.
Of the show. I mean, it's pretty cool. But listen, we broadcast live, as you know, every day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Also on our mobile site. Also
off the app. That's amazing.
Off the app. And it is tremendously clear and concise and looks great. And there you go. How awesome is that? It's pretty intense.
Very nice.
Philadelphia Eagles mobile app. Get it now if you haven't gotten it, people. You don't know what you're missing.
That's technology for you.
Yep. It is time to talk NFC East. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. A division that last weekend, Adam, I thought became a little bit more defined with the Giants win over the Washington Redskins and the Cowboys. Even though they beat the Carolina Panthers, they lose Sean Lee for the season.
Big one.
Let's talk about the Giants and the Cowboys on Sunday.
The Cowboys are reeling. I mean, they're not playing very well. And you just really wonder, can they score points? Yeah, they were able to get things done last week, but it's just been a struggle for them. Tony Romo's not playing great. They lost their center, Phil Costa, now with a dislocated ankle. They're not sure how long he's going to be out. You mentioned Sean Lee's injury. He's one of the most athletic inside linebackers in the league. They do a lot with him. That's a problem. And the only thing is now, at least they feel better about their secondary. They're getting healthier there. DeMarcus Ware is starting to come on a little bit. They got Jay Ratliff back a couple weeks ago from his high ankle sprain.
DeMarco Murray, what's his deal?
He's out with a sprained foot. They're not sure he's week to week.
Is it a Liz Frank?
No, they're not saying that. Now, Felix Jones sprained his knee. He's day-to-day. They hope to have him this
Always
week.
Always hurt.
He's been a disappointment as a former first-round pick. They don't have a good offensive line. This is just an average team.
And yet, the Giants have all these injuries, and they keep doing it. And to me, it comes down to two things, coaching and quarterback. And I wrote that earlier in the week. This league is all about coaching and quarterback.
It is.
You said earlier in the show you thought Eli Manning the best quarterback in the NFL. Hard to argue.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
You must be smoking something.
Didn't you just say Eli Manning was the best? Oh, you said the Giants were the best team in the league. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they're
the Giants are the best team in the league. Yeah. In the league.
I love Eli, though. I mean, he's one of the top five or six quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah. Did you just say I was smoking crack?
No, I said you must be smoking something.
Oh. Jeez.
You don't do that anymore, right?
No.
Okay, I was just asking.
That's nice. Thanks.
Yeah. he's getting white. I don't know why.
Adam Kaplan is going off the script here a little bit. But why are the Giants winning with all the?
Because they don't turn the ball over very much. No, Eli had a bad mistake in the fourth quarter, but somehow
he turned the ball over quite a bit the other day.
Somehow, though, when the game is on the line, he makes the right throw, and you know it's crazy. I don't know if you saw the game winning touchdown. The Redskins had the worst double team I've ever seen. They let Victor Cruz run out of the slot without getting physical with him. He just ran a straight line right down the middle, and the double team was late, and there you got a touchdown right over the middle, and that was it. And the Redskins coverage, bad. It's been bad since they had those two big injuries on defense.
Can the Cowboys upset the Giants? I mean, I think we're in a position here.
It would be an upset even though they're at home. Yeah. I would pick the Giants. I'd be surprised. Every once in a while, the Giants in season, they lose these games where you go, I don't know what happened to them. But somehow, I feel that they're going to win this game.
All right, the Washington Redskins, Robert Griffin III, the real deal, it appears. Yeah, tough game against the Steelers on Sunday.
It is, and this is his first real game against his own blitz, a 3-4. Steelers defense, not what it once was. It'll be interesting to see how they play him, how he deals with it. But the thing that helps him so much, they're so committed to the running game. And when they throw it, it's inside the numbers. And you see defenses now holding their hands up to try to deflect it. But he's been tremendous. And they run the football on first down. Alfred Morris has been a great surprise. They lost Fred Davis for the season to a torn Achilles. It doesn't seem to matter because when you can run it, you keep the score down and you've got a chance. But the problem with the Redskins and the reason why they won't stop Roethlisberger, their secondary struggling. J'Angelo Hall is not a great corner. You could throw on him as the Giants were talking about after the game. And the Steelers will win that game.
Okay, there's a look at the NFC East. Big weekend ahead for all four teams. Giants leading the way. What happens on Sunday?